as I have told the community in the past, we had our funding vetoed. All of public media had a full veto of the funding from the state of Alaska when the governor went back into the budget. And so that here in Alaska represents about $76,000. It's a huge hit for us, about 12% of our budget. So we're doing our very best to make that up through local fundraising. Our first fundraiser was the Tundra Golf Classic, and we did better with that than ever before. And we're hoping that we follow that trend with the pledge drive this year. Last year, we made $35,000. Right now, our goal is set for $32,000, and the thermometer on our website shows that. And so we're hoping to exceed our pledge drive goal in order to help offset some of the cut that we received this year, because it's a pretty big hit for us.
And in terms of the funds that are raised, what do they actually go towards supporting? Because I know a lot of people may be listening to KUCB, but they may not be thinking about how they're actually helping the station and its services when they contribute.
Well, and that's a good question, just because I think when you turn on the radio, you hear music and you hear a little news, really just the two newscasts a day. But in reality, we're working really hard all day long to provide news and information. Our mission is to bring news and information and entertainment to the community of Unalaska. So that is heard over 89.7 FM. It's also on Channel 8 television. And I think one of our most essential services right now is our website, kucb.org. And that's where you see all of the news that gets consolidated throughout the week and all of the community events. It's all on our community calendar. We also have classified ads on the sidebar of our website, the Talk of the Town section, which has more of the arts and culture reporting and some community contributions down there. And all of that information is brought to Unalaska through local fundraising. So when you're supporting our fall pledge drive, you're helping bring news, information, and entertainment to Unalaska. And it's not just here in Unalaska that gets consumed. People from all over the world read about Unalaska, read about what's going on here. And I think that's a really cool service that we provide in addition to informing our own people. It's a great representation of our community to the outside audience.
And what should the community expect to hear on the air this Friday? It's a 24-hour event starting at midnight. I know it's the only day of the year that we have DJs going for 24 hours straight.
It's just almost a 24-hour party for public community media. We take requests. We have music you don't usually hear on the radio. We have voices you don't hear on the radio. And it's just a really fun and energetic day. And some of the highlights of the day will include piano performances. Starting at 2:30, we'll have students of Linda Liebeck Robinson performing piano pieces. And then we have the Shaler Mountain String Band coming on at 4:30. That's going to be exciting because that's going to be seven people in the radio studio talking about their music and playing some songs for us.
You also said that local musicians Mary Hymas and Sharon O'Malley are going to be on during the 8:00 in the evening hour, and that Nick Crone may be on the piano during the 11:00 in the morning hour. So it sounds like there's a lot to look forward to.
So yeah, just tune in. There'll be some surprises. I don't even know what to expect. I never know what to expect. We have DJs that don't usually DJ. I wish they did. But Rainier Marquez, he's going to be on in the afternoon, and he DJs at other venues. And so this will be his first time actually doing a radio set for KUCB, and that'll be a fun new sound. Rose, who's on our board of directors, is bringing her two kids in, and they're going to do some music from the Philippines for an hour. And then some of our amazing regular every week DJs, Brett, who does the beard, he's going to be on. Carlos is coming on. And Erica, Pangeology, she'll have a block in the evening.
I've also heard Thomas on Tour, Collins Power Hour.
Collins Power Hour, yes. And Vic, of course, in the mornings, he'll have some special guests come on. Shauna Rudio is bringing in chimes, which is always a really fun part of the drive. Just really lots of surprises, lots of unique community radio that can only happen here in Unalaska. And just a reminder of how fun and powerful community radio can be